Project Real World.
Project
Real World.
Real
Project Real
World.
Project Real World. Well, and it's the best of sketches and sketches, and it's a comedy show from podcast on Radio Free Brooklyn. I'm your host Tad, and but usually I have Mike Legg. Usually he's here, and he's the co-host. We host the show. And sorry, I'm just a little nervous because this is my first time hosting by myself, so I just want to. And anyway, we have a good sketch this week, but first, Mike wanted me to play a clip. He's away, and that's why I'm by myself. So he wanted me to play this clip, and okay, thanks. So this is Mike. This is Mike.
So, Ted, I know you're doing the show alone tonight, or today, I don't know when you're doing it. Right? So anyway, I thought I would say, you know, I'm sitting in my hotel room right here at the Holidays Inn in Secaucus, New Jersey. The light is bright right now, sun's about to set, go down. And I'm just thinking about just all the great things that we've done over the years. I'm so glad, I'm so proud that you're taking on the opportunity to be the initiative right now and do the show but on your own right now. And I hope Jim's not giving you any problems right now. I hope he's got the technologies in order and everything like that. So what I wanted to say to you, Pat, is that you're going to solicit advice from the people who are listening. You're going to ask them what they think you should do in social situations, okay? Asking people out in the real world, our listeners, Pat, because, you know, listening to listeners is number one on our list of podcast goals, okay? You know, remember, what's the goal of your goal? This goal, Pat, is to listen to your listeners. And some of them got some really good things to say, okay, Pat? That's what you're going to do. So you're going to take calls, you know, 901-6969, the 212 is the area code. You're going to send that out to the world. And you're going to say, call in, give me some advice. Give me some worldly advice, social advice about how I live my social life according to you, sir or madam. And the second thing you're going to do, Pat, is listen to some words of my advice, okay, to get you going, to get you started, kind of put you on a guiding track, okay? So I'm going to start you off with a saying that I came up with just now. It's something that it was inspired by a lot of people in my life, maybe my parents, maybe my cousins, I don't know. When you're sitting all alone, Pat, and you're thinking about life, you're thinking about dreams, you're thinking about, you know, nightmares, all sorts of things that get you going up and down in the night. Think less. And that's the end of that quote.
So that was Mike, and he's, okay, so he wants me, and I guess, so he's my social coach, and he wants me to take phone calls, I guess, to get advice. So if you want to call 212, area code 212-911-6969, you know, just any advice. He was pretty open-ended there.
We don't have any calls yet, Pat.
That's Jim. He's the producer. He records the show for us. And
hello.
So I guess there are no calls currently. There's probably a sketch, so we gotta let's go to the
Pat. We don't have any sketches this week. Nobody sent any sketches in.
There's no sketches, so this is Project Real World, and this is a thank you for
Pad, we got a call.
Okay.
Hello, I'm looking for for Pad.
Speaking. Who am I speaking to?
Well, this is Lorraine James. I live in West Chest, Connecticut. Yep.
Lorraine James.
Yeah, Lorraine James from West Chest, Connecticut.
West Chest?
Yeah, it's an old town. I've got a lot of houses.
Is this LeBrian James?
You know, I told you my name, and you better respect that. My name's Lorelai,
right,
or
but,
Lauren James.
I mean, I know that's what you said, but so LeBrian James, so we played a prank call from this caller a couple weeks ago, and
Pat, you know, it's not what you think. LeBron, this is just LeBron James.
Okay, so this is LeBron.
Yes, okay, he's LeBron James, okay. Not Lorraine James.
I know
LeBron James is. I'm on the straight and narrow now. New Yorker, just doing my thing. I'm proud of myself and secure with my position in the city. And I'm gonna give you some good social advice. Something that not a lot of New Yorkers would tell somebody like you. I don't know where you're from. Some godforsaken place in this world. Some terrible place maybe people don't get good rights. That's what I'm just suggesting right now. I'm going to assume that you don't know too much about restaurants in New York City, how to conduct yourself in a restaurant. Pat, because I've been following you for a while. Okay, I've seen the show. Oh, thank you. Just put it right there on my arm.
I mean,
tip.
I know that's not... I just...
Got to be full and cold. Get those cubes ready for me.
I don't think you should listen to this, Pat.
I don't know. Mike said to listen to the listener... And
he's a good man, and he speaks the truth.
So,
I just have one question for you to start it out with.
Okay.
When you go to a restaurant, maybe fancy New York restaurant like the Ribbon, you know, on the Upper West Side, got some good comfort foods, a couple of real trendy, nice chefs from, probably Connecticut or some bullshit stat like that. But
I don't know.
What's the first thing you do when you step into the restaurant? You sit down at your table.
Okay, well, when we went to a restaurant, and, well, the waiter came, and we ordered food.
Okay, no. You're getting ahead of yourself, Pat. The first thing you do, you take out your napkin, okay, Pat? You take out your silverware, and you put it right down on the table.
I mean, they, when you sit down, there's a napkin there. You mean,
That's exactly
put it
my
on
point,
your lap.
Pat. What do you think that's all about? That's money, okay? When people give you stuff, you think they're just giving it to you for free because they like you?
Well,
I don't think so. I don't think so.
So you bring your own, from home?
Of course I do, okay? That's what I'm saying. It's going to save you money. It's
going to
save you
napkin.
Big money. What do you think they charge? You think they don't charge you for that stuff, Pat? Come on.
I guess I never...
How long have you been living in New York?
Look, this...
Okay, Pat, what's the second thing you do? So you got your napkin, you got your silverware, you're saving money already. What's the second thing you do?
Order my food.
You order your food. That's fine. All right. What's the third thing you do? Don't think too hard about this.
Pay for the food?
Okay, let's step back for a second, Pat. What do you do before you pay for the food? But between ordering your food and paying for your food, what do you do?
I eat.
All right. The waiter's going to come over, as we like to call them, waitrons. They're going to come over and deliver your food for you, which is, by the way, costing you money. The third thing you're going to do when you see this happening is you whip out your plate out of your bag.
So I bring my own plate?
You bring your own plate.
Pat, nobody brings their own plates to restaurants.
Not yet. It's a BYO culture, Pat. This is what I'm trying to tell people. They don't get it, okay? You know the whole DIY culture bullshit? Yeah, that's fine. But BYO culture? That's a new wave, Pat.
I mean...
What's the first thing you do? The fourth thing you do. God damn it.
So I... Well, I guess I would pay... Eat.
No, the waitron comes over, she delivers your food, you got your plate out. You see that food coming over to you?
Right.
You scoop it off. Put it on your plate. You're saving more money. You're saving more time.
Well, so I bring my own plate and I scoop the food onto my own.
Onto the plate that you brought.
But
okay?
Then I'm just making my own plate. dirty.
You don't have to pay to clean your own plate, but you have any idea how much of a fortune it costs to get other people to pay for your plates to be cleaned?
All
right, Pat. What's the fifth thing you do? You eat your food. What's the sixth thing you do? I'll give you a hint. Maybe you didn't eat all your food. Okay? What do you think happens then? You got a little food left on your plate. This is where the restaurant makes its second fortune. Okay? What do you do? Sixth thing you do. Take a guess.
I ask for it to... I don't know.
Pat, come on. You dump it into your food bag that you bring with you every time.
Food bag?
So, you're saying I need to...
Pat, I'm taking you step by step to the new trend. So bring your own silverware, napkins, plates, and food bags, okay?
I mean, I guess I don't really believe that it would save... Wouldn't the price... Because you pay based on how much the food costs, so...
That is the most naive thing I've ever heard. You pay for everything, okay? You go into a restaurant, you're paying for the silverware.
Well...
If you know what? If you had your druthers... You could bring your chair, you could bring your table, okay? You bring a chair and a table, you bring a candle if you want the ambiance. You bring it all, okay, Pad? But you know what? You start with your flatware and your napkins and your plates and your food bag.
Well, look, I mean, even if you did bring your own silverware and napkin and take out...
Your food bag.
But then they wouldn't... Deduct it from your bill.
Deduct it.
I deduct it.
Yeah, you deduct it.
I mean, you just pay what they...
No. If they didn't clean your plates, they didn't provide you silverware plates, you can sue them in court. That is an illegal breach of trust.
Okay. Well, I appreciate the call.
Okay. I can see that you didn't quite understand what I was talking about, so maybe I'll put it into some words that you understand.
Okay.
Think about all the interactions that you'd have to have with the waitron if you didn't bring all your own stuff, okay? You don't need to say a word to the waitress. If you do this, if you work with my plan, no social interaction. You minimize it to the bare minimum.
I think that's the opposite of what you need, Pad.
It's not about what you need, it's about what you want.
Well, I mean, I guess I can see your point. It's like, I wouldn't, because,
you
know.
What do you mean you see my point?
Well, you know, if you finish your meal and you're just sitting there and you have like half of a food, but you're still sitting there and they think you're not done and they don't come, and it can take a long time, and then you have to say, hello, excuse me. And that's, so if you just could clear your food and.
Yeah.
And that would save time, and the, you know, you wouldn't have to do the wave. And I guess I could see that would
be. Go on.
Well, it would just, you're right.
I'm right.
Yeah. In that narrow sense of it, you are right.
Think about what you just said, Pad. You're really going to go to a restaurant, bring your own plate and silverware and napkin. Are you insane? You really think you can do that? And then you're saying you can get thrown into a prison cell? But, oh my, I can't believe
I
gotta borrow my legs for. How stupid are you?
I mean,
you really believe me?
I didn't really believe you that. I didn't.
You need to go back to school.
I didn't believe you. I just acknowledged.
Yeah, right. What's the difference? Yeah, I pranked you. You got LeBron. It's over. New York brand prank.
Let's just... Yeah, can you hang up?
I'm going to disconnect. I'm going to disconnect him right now, Pat. Done.
Okay, so that was LeBron James and just wasted.
Pat, I wouldn't think on this too hard.
It's fine. I guess we're...
You want to cut to commercial?
Yeah, this can. Yeah.
Okay, Pat, here's another piece of advice. Something I was thinking about. The money that people are making these days in business is just outstanding. I mean, you got to get involved in business these days. And that's the end of the quote.
So that was Mike. Good advice from Mike. So I guess we have We do have another call on the line.
Actually, we don't yet, Pat.
So no more other calls. The number is 212-911-6969, and I'm looking for advice, a social advice on anything, no real.
Oh, we got a caller.
Oh, okay. Well, we got
to patch it through. You ready, Pad? You ready?
Okay.
An espresso and with hello? A limoncello and hello?
Hi, this is Project Real World. I'm Pad.
You're
on the air with Project Real World. I'm Pad.
Pat, I'm so glad that we finally are getting the chance to speak. This is Bell Bridges. I don't know if you've heard much about me. I don't know if Mike has said anything, but...
Mike, you know...
Yes, man, I do a lot of work with Mike, actually. I just saw him earlier today.
One of his comedian friends? Or?
Well, Pat, he refers to me, and he must have brought me up. Bell Bridges, I'm sure you've heard the name. Well, I'm sure you have, but he refers to me as his brain coach.
Like a teacher?
No. But anyway, Pat, I felt, since I've heard so much about you, and I feel like I know so much about your brain, I wanted to give you some more professional advice concerning...
Professional
Yes, so I'm actually working on a blog right now, on an ebook specifically as a part of the blog, called Bell's Curve, and it's about how, well, to put it in layman's terms, it's about how social reality today is just not corresponding to how human brains are composed, essentially. And I think I can do a lot of work with you, Pat, and I'd really love for you to subscribe to my blog, and I think I have a lot to teach you, and I can give you, certainly I can give you a snippet here. However, I must say to begin that we must limit our session today to 10 or so minutes, which is what I typically offer to my patients as a free trial.
Oh.
Listen to this guy, Pad.
Who is this gentleman who's chiming in here?
This is Jim. He's not on the show.
Jim, yes, Jim, the producer. I've heard quite a bit about you. Jim, I would like to... Michael has told me quite a bit about you. I know that you have a lot of issues concerning motivation and ambition, and I would like to... I'd like to work with you as well, personally, if you'd subscribe to my blog.
How much does it cost, doctor, to
we can discuss,
to get your advice?
Typically, I would discuss rates with patients on a one-on-one basis. That is not something that I would discuss over the radio. I assume we are live right now. So if you'd like to subscribe to my blog, I will have your contact information, and then I can contact you directly.
I'll definitely take it under advisement, doctor.
That's excellent. I appreciate
that. He's not, but the point is okay, so I am interested in. Okay, so you mentioned how.
Pat, what I'm essentially.
The human brain is. You know, so the way we interact today is not. The brain.
The way we interact today is different from how we interacted yesterday, Pat. It's different from how we will be interacting tomorrow. Does that make sense to you, Pat?
Well, yeah. I mean, I guess I've. Sort of thought, I mean, not quite that.
Pat, with my system, as long as you follow along on my blog and you attend my sessions weekly, you know, I can guide you through some of these social processes with a bit more clarity than Michael has been doing, which I have heard quite a bit about, and I'm very disappointed because I know I trained under the Italian school and I'm a licensed clinica terapeuta.
Okay.
And Michael
has
no such degree, so...
He's right about that, Pat. Mike doesn't have any degrees, that's for sure.
And Michael is a fine young man, and he's finding his way, and he's searching the world for his ways. And I believe that I am much more established. I am a licensed, as I discussed before, a therapeutist, and I can really help you
hear me right now, but
with some of these
totally
mentalio disorders.
Excuse me,
but
I
mean, he did.
Doctor,
yes.
Can we get some references for you?
Of course. Well, you know, as you know, you can contact Michael Legg. I believe this is
a reference other than Mike would be perfect.
Of course, I can speak with. I will speak to Firenze Mercator in the Università Tirrea of Terapeuta de Procatis, and I will talk to Angelica Meritacro Corapparisins. She's half Greek. She has read the Aeneid as well as the Iliad and done significant analytical work on that front. She studies mythology from a psychoanalytic perspective, and she has employed Freud on numerous occasions at Olive Garden, which is the original Olive Garden in Milano, which is in Italia, which is Italian for Italy. And of course, complimentary with every session is a bowl of spaghetti. As long as you subscribe to my blog, bellbridges.bell.
What was the?
It's a bell. It says bellbridges.bell.
Pat, try to get a ballpark from him.
Well, I'll look at the blog. I mean what you said.
I'm sorry, Pat. That's all the time that we have for today. If you'd like to discuss this with me further, please send an email to bellbridges@bellbridges.bell.
Okay.
If you speak any Italian, that would be preferable because my staff is all Italian and my office is in Italy.
Well, I don't, but I can. I'll look at the blog, and I'll certainly be sure to ask Mike about, because he's never mentioned that he even had a therapeutic.
Mentalese. Therapeutica mentalese. And Pat, I just need to let you know that you can perform a credita cieca on the website on bellbridges.bell. It'll take you through a process, and you can, it's an income verification process. It's very easy. It will go through a VPN that I've set up with my secretaria, Angelica Medelanos. I think I already mentioned her, and she has a VPN, a very private network set up in the capital of Italy, which, as I'm sure you know, is Firenze.
Okay.
Angelica, del espresso, percatari. Excuse me, Pat.
Are you
just
done with this, Pat?
I'll look at the blog. Thank you for calling Project Real World.
Okay. And,
I'm going to play another clip from Mike.
Okay, quote 7, Pat. Think about quote, begin quote. The thing about quotes, Pat, is that they come out of someplace. And you don't know what that place is until you go and discover it. So you go to maybe Australia. Well, first of all, you hear a quote about Australia. It's a very beautiful place. And say, maybe you believe that, maybe you don't. But you got to go there to do that, to feel that. It's what I was saying about feeling people before you listen to people. You can't just be hearing quotes and following those quotes. You got to be feeling those quotes. End quote. All right, quote 8. So begin quote, quote 8. You know what I was saying before about quotes? You can take that with a grains of with a couple of grains. End quote.
And that was some more of Mike.
Had these people are giving you horrible advice. They are suckering you, man. They are telling you all this stuff for their own reasons. This doctor is trying to get your money. This LeBron James character. He's making fun of you for jokes.
I mean, I think both of them had some, you know, good points. So I'm just
it's insane advice, Pat. It doesn't make any sense. It's not doing you any good. Well, how is this making you more social? What? Why don't you just go out and talk to people in real life?
I am more social.
Are you more social by hosting a radio show? You're not talking to people in reality.
I'm more social, and I go out to the grocery store, the doctor, and I'm doing. You know, if I had never done that, I wouldn't have never
had. Mike should be just teaching you how to communicate with another person one-on-one in a normal, everyday conversation. Not all these bizarre, extreme situations that never happen. I mean, all these examples he's given you, they never happen in real life.
Like when I went to the grocery store,
It's the way that Mike is doing this is
it's fine. It's good.
It's the opposite of what you should be doing.
I'm doing a show and I'm doing.
What's that sound? Is that a beeper?
Yeah, it's. Well, Mike gave me the beeper and.
Oh, of course. Mike gave it.
Can you just call.
No.
No, but you don't. If you don't call him, then he just keeps doing it and he gets really mad. And it's just easier if you just.
If you're telling me as your producer, I'm forced to, but. Fine.
Fine.
Just think about what I said, okay, Pad? Just think about it. All right, fine. Here, all right.
Mike?
Pad?
Yeah.
Pad?
Hello, Mike. This is Mike. He's the host,
God.
And we're doing the show, so just, you're on the air, just so you know.
Pad, first of all, I'm going to need you to call. After we're done with this, I'm going to need you to call somebody and pick me up. I'm in the middle of the Meadowlands. I don't know how I got here. I don't even know how there's a payphone here, but anyway, how did the show go, Pat? I'm really proud of you for doing it, assuming that it didn't completely fail and you were a big failure.
Well, I mean, you told me to take some calls.
Yeah, boy.
Right, that was your idea.
You think there are wolves out here, Pat?
The
high grass. I mean, I'm not worried about ticks. You can take care of that, no problem, but... Okay, who called? What kind of advice did I give you?
Two calls, from O'Brien.
I told him not to do that.
I mean, I knew it was him.
Did you, Pad?
Well, I knew it was...
Oh, Jim is still there. Okay.
Jim is here.
Yes, Mike, I'm still here.
Jim, can you make yourself useful and call the New Jersey Transit Police or something and tell them that I'm out here with a bunch of wolves and ticks in the middle of the Meadowlands? Call Doug Christie or whatever his name is and tell him to come over here.
Who's Doug Christie?
I'm at a payphone. Okay, I had a couple quarters left over in the convention. I spent a lot of money on craps. Pad. So LeBrian called.
LeBrian. That's why he had to go. That's why he's not here on the show, because he went to go gamble.
It was a
convention. Okay, it was a social coaching network.
A gambling convention.
Leg? I had a keynote speaker. I was the one. I was that person.
Anyway.
Okay, Pad. Did you play my clips?
We played most of the clips so far, and we got a couple more to.
Jim, did you delete one accidental?
No.
That sounds like a guilty no to me.
I didn't delete anything.
That sounds like a guilty. I didn't delete anything.
No.
Me.
No.
All right,
never in life.
This Jim guy, he's no good. He's got a bad nature. He's a bit of a wolf in a sheep's clothing, if you could call it that.
He's fine. It doesn't.
I got bad whiffs.
I just want to keep the show. You know, we didn't get any sketches this week, and you didn't tell me, so I didn't even have anything.
I told you right before I left. Said
you didn't tell him, Mike.
I did tell him.
That's why he was so surprised. Come on,
Jim,
Mike.
Jim, butt out. Jim, butt out.
Fine. We'll just press the button.
Bad as he butted out.
I think
okay,
so.
Okay, there's definitely a wolf. Yeah, you know anything about New Jersey wolves? Are they any badder than any other kind of wolves?
I don't know. I never. I didn't even know they had them.
So yeah, the whole sketch thing. Don't worry about that. I already told you about that. We didn't get any. We didn't get enough submissions. It was a quality thing. We got a lot of submissions and just didn't find the right one. So next week, hopefully, you're gonna get Clam Court another. I think you're gonna give them another try. They had a real bad one that they sent us. I told them to fuck off, and I think this one's gonna be pretty good though.
But just if we do this again, please tell me if we don't have any, because you didn't. You didn't tell me, and I...
All right, we'll make a deal, Pad. If this ever happens again, which 100% of the time it won't, I will let you know if you call the police, the New Jersey Transit Police, and tell them to get a wolf patrol out here, because I'm in a lot of trouble right now.
So you're at a... What's the number?
It's just in the middle of
I have the number from the beep, so I can send them... I can say you're at...
Just send a copter over here.
I don't know if I can get the... helicopter, but
all right, Pat. Hopefully, I'll see you soon. If not, say goodbye to my mom and dad for me.
I think I have their email. Okay.
All right, Jim. It's good to hear from you.
Yeah, Mike. Be safe. Don't let the wolves eat you.
Yeah, we'll see about that, Jim. You bastard.
Okay, so that was Mike, and we gotta go. But thank you for listening to Project Real World on what's on Radio Free Brooklyn, and it's every other Friday. And you can go to projectrealworld.com as well.
I'm sorry, Pat. There were no submissions. He lied to you. There weren't a bunch of submissions. There were no submissions for sketches.
I don't know how he gets all the sketches, so it's fine.
Right.
Anyway, well, thank you for listening, and we'll be back. And okay, thank you.
Really?